The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. To know wisdom and discipline, to understand the sayings of understanding, to receive discipline that leads to insight, righteousness, justice, and equity, to give prudence to the simple, to the youth, knowledge and discretion. Let the wise men hear and increase in learning, and a man of understanding will acquire guidance to understand a proverb and an enigma, the words of the wise and their riddles. The fear of Yahweh is the beginning of knowledge. Ignorant fools despise wisdom and discipline. Hear, my son, your father's discipline, and do not abandon your mother's instruction. For they are a garland of grace for your head, and ornaments about your neck. My son, if sinners entice you, do not be willing if they say, come with us, let us lie and wait for blood. Let us ambush the innocent without cause. Let us swallow them alive like Sheol and whole, as those who go down to the pit. We will find all kinds of precious wealth. We will fill our houses with spoil. Cast in your lot with us, we shall all have one purse. My son, do not walk in the way with them. Withhold your feet from their pathway, for their feet run to evil and they hasten to shed blood. For it is no use that a net is spread in the sight of any bird, but they lie in wait for their own blood. They ambush their own lies. There are the hands of everyone who is greedy for gain. It takes away the life of its possessors.
Wisdom shouts in the street, she gives forth her voice in the square at the head of the noisy streets. She calls out at the entrance of the gates in the city, she utters her sayings. How long, O simple ones, will you love simplicity? And scoffers delight in scoffing, and fools hate knowledge. Turn to my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit on you. I will make my words known to you. Because I called and you refused, I stretched out my hand and no one paid attention. And you neglected all my counsel and were not willing to accept my reproof. I will also laugh at your disaster. I will mock when your dread comes. When your dread comes like a storm, and your disaster comes like a whirlwind. When distress and anguish come upon you, then they will call on me, but I will not answer. They will seek me earnestly, but they will not find me. Because they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of Yahweh, they were not willing to accept my counsel. They spurned all my reproof. So they shall eat of the fruit of their way and be satisfied with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple will kill them, and the complacency of fools will destroy them. But he who listens to me shall dwell securely and will be at ease from the dread of evil.